Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from NoPayment4096 from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit and says, Am I the Arsehole Here for leaving my wife over a computer? I, 26 male, have been married to my wife, Emma, for 4 years. She is a social work major who I met in one of my gen ed classes. I explained to her that I was a mechanical engineer major. She then asked if I could tutor her in math, and that's how we began dating. Afterwards, I decided to get my master's in Japanese to help me gain more career opportunities. My wife thought it was a silly idea, and she said she wouldn't be funding it. So then we decided to keep our finances separate. It wasn't a big deal since I was still working anyways. I just had less free time. So she was making more than me during this time. It paid off, and I recently landed a high-paying job, and with that came more stress due to me having to travel to Japan often. I've really been wanting to get into gaming, so I invested in computer parts costing around $1,500. Once I took the parts out of the box, my wife noticed the receipt and asked how I could be so irresponsible with my money. She assumed I still made the same amount, but when I told her that I make triple that amount, she began giving me the silent treatment. During this time, I began to notice my things were going missing. I wanted to go fishing with some friends one time, and when I was looking for my rods, she must have noticed, and she said she had given them to our uncle. I told her not to take my stuff without asking, but didn't mind too much because they were old, so I just bought some more. Another time, I was about to go to the gym and I was looking for my pre-workout. I always keep 3 jars. I luckily had a can of Monster and that helped. I asked my wife when she got home from work and she said she'd given them to her cousin. I asked her to reimburse me because they cost like $50 a jar. She said I make enough to replace them and just ignored me for the rest of the day. One day when she thought I was asleep, she was talking to someone on the phone explaining how she's going to move my parents into our house. She hadn't explained this to me. We only have 3 rooms. One is her office, one is my office slash game room, and the other is our bedroom. She told the person on the phone, who I assume is her sister, that she's going to give my gaming setup to her brother to make room, and that I'll get over it eventually. So today I left work early to catch her in the middle of her plans, and I walked in our apartment and her and her brother were then placing everything into a box. I asked her what was going on, and my wife, whose face was pale, said she was cleaning when her brother came by. I asked him did he plan on taking my computer. Of course, he denied. So I went into the room to get the iPad we share, and I looked through the text on there and it clearly shows my wife telling him when to pick it up and to deny that he had it. I told him to get out and asked her why she thinks she's so entitled to my stuff. I've never yelled at her, and I guess this scared her because she began to cry. She ended up packing a bag and went to stay with her sister. While she was out, I picked up a lock for my office. Her sister texted me, calling me an arsehole. I'm beginning to think I could have handled this better. I'm looking for advice. Now, I think the title is slightly off here. You're not leaving her over a computer. But the second paragraph didn't feel right to me as well, where you said, afterwards you decided to get your master's in Japanese to help you gain more career opportunities. And your wife said it was a silly idea. She wouldn't be funding it. That in itself didn't make me feel right. This is your wife. This is someone that you would hope would love you, right? And would support you. I know if I was in her position and, you know, partner said to me that they want to get their masters because it might help you gain career opportunities, even if they was just doing it for a hobby, you know, I'd be like, hell yeah, you do you. Let's get on that kind of thing. And the story said, move my parents into our house. I'm assuming it's her parents. Either way, doing it without talking to you doesn't make it right, and she's stealing and giving your stuff away. This is so much more than just the computer. But in the comments, Lord Cheesy Beans, what a great name, love Cheesy Beans, you're not leaving her over a computer, you're leaving her for repeatedly stealing and lying to you. Get the fuck out. No Stairway denies her stealing, lying, making major life decisions without you, not being supportive of you when you decide to get more education, and then punishing you when you get a good job as a result, not respecting you as a human being. Yeah. Saying leaving her over a computer is a ridiculous way to put it. Limpstar says not the arsehole, but this is bigger than a computer. Your wife is manipulating things and being selfish. Sounds like she is resentful as well. If you want to save the marriage, insist on counseling. Otherwise, you know what to do. Al K. Ferrell says you're not leaving her over a computer. You're leaving her because she is an immature, dishonest arsehole who is stealing your stuff. Change the locks on the exterior doors, pack her shit and put it outside. Tell the rest of her thieving family accomplices to come get it. Separate your finances utterly. New credit cards, kill the old joint ones. New passwords on financial accounts, including Amazon.com. File for divorce as soon as you can. Not the arsehole. And a final comment from Divine Exodus, who says it's not about the computer, my guy. She feels snubbed by your success, and instead of being happy for you, she has turned into this skeevy little thief. In her mind, well, he can afford it now, has probably popped up a few times. She never cared to ask about how your career was going, so she has no idea how much more you are earning, and finding out the way she did has put her on edge. She should have been asking after you. It seems like you're just roommates. I don't know why you didn't share your successes with her, but I can't imagine why she'd think you'd be jetting off to Japan constantly for work if you hadn't had a major career change. If I came home and my boyfriend was giving away my PC, he'd be on his ass so fast he'd break the sound barrier. Just leave. Start moving important documents while she's gone. Keep them in a safe place, which she doesn't have access to. Lock down your personal information. Change passwords, add two-factor authentication to important accounts, and save those messages she sent to her brother before she can delete them. Best of luck, my friend. Congrats on your successes. So 2 months later, Opie updates the post and says, after about a week staying at her sister's house, Emma called me and asked if we could meet up. I agreed and we met at a park. She apologized for everything and said she thought she was doing what was best for everybody. I asked what if I just gave her expensive makeup to my sister. She admitted that she would be upset. I then asked why did she think it would be any different from me. She didn't have a reason, and her sister told her how unfair she was being to me. We decided to give it another chance and she moved back in. It was good until she started moving her things into my office. I asked her what she was doing and she explained how she needed the room for her parents. I told her no and that's not happening. I grabbed her things and placed them back into her office. I told her that they could move in, but my space has to remain untouched. On top of that, we need to determine how bills are going to be paid. She called me a selfish jerk and then ran back to her sister's. I guess her sister told her she was being inconsiderate once again, and apparently they got into an argument because the sister refuses to take their parents in, and she's tired of hearing about her problems. I agreed with her. Her sister has 4 kids. Her sister called and told me everything and said that Emma went to her parents' house. I tried to call her, but she ignored my phone calls for 2 weeks. I decided I couldn't live like this, so I filed for divorce and handed to her at her parents' house. She called and begged me to forgive her. I told her I'm not sure if I can. She refused to sign it until we go to counseling. I refused and said she has 2 weeks to suggest that. So now I live alone. She still refuses to sign the papers, but that doesn't stop the divorce. It just makes it harder. And a couple of top comments after that post, Goddess of Spite says, so she didn't change at all and was still trying to do what she wanted at your expense. Yeah, get that divorce done. She's a piece of shit. She wanted to live with her parents and now she can in their house. Another comment says, Emma's inability to respect boundaries and communicate effectively led to the dissolution of the relationship. Sometimes walking away is the only option for self-preservation. Additional Hat says, in quotes, I told her that they could move in, but my space has to remain untouched, and says, you're way too nice to suggest something so life-changing on a whim. She's walking all over you and sees you as the Monopoly man or something. You cannot trust her. Divorce and get it over with. Make a list of everything she stole in case she wants to demand money in the divorce. Absolutely, I couldn't see this going any other way, really. And like that last comment said, when OP said, that they could move in. His space has to remain untouched. And it just felt like it was like a really flippant comment. Yeah, they can move in if they want, but you need to do this. I was like, hell no. This is a big discussion. But like I said, I couldn't see it ending any other way, really. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And our next story comes from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit from Unlikely Ad. It has a couple of updates attached to it, and it's Am I the Arsehole for ruining my mum's engagement party after she abandoned me when I was 11. I, 17 male, have a strained relationship with my mum, 35 female, after an incident that happened about 6 years ago. My mum was super strict and a helicopter parent, so we fought a lot over my grades and the trouble I got into at school. She had essentially abandoned me, signing over custody to my dad after I told her something along the lines of, "I hate you and I wish I lived with dad." Typical things an angsty preteen says to their parent. But that fight seemed to have broke her, and she cried before dropping me off at my dad's apartment. I thought it would be a big deal, and I would just see her the next day, after she proved her point. But she left me there. After that, things got essentially worse for me. My grades dropped, and I kept getting into trouble at school, almost to the point where I was kicked out. My dad never had job security, so money was tight. His girlfriend also wasn't fond of me, saying I was dumped on them. I wanted to go back to live with my mum. I thought to apologize, but my mom had essentially moved on with her life. She went back to college to get a degree and was always studying, and later on was focused on her new work. On the weekends, I would get to see her. Things were tense between us. She tried so hard to be the fun parent, eating takeout and leaving me to do what I wanted, but it was so unlike her, and we became more estranged. 3 years ago, she started dating Paul, 39 male. A widower with two daughters, 9 female and 13 female. She started treating his daughter like they were her own, and they started calling her mummy, which irritated me. Eventually, they moved into my mum's house and changed my childhood bedroom into one of the daughters' rooms. I was livid when I found out, saying some mean things about the girls and refused to go back there for my mum's weekends, but she was confused on why I was acting this way. Because of this fight, she thought I wouldn't be attending the engagement party when she announced her and Paul would be getting married. Besides, she didn't want to ruin the perfect picture of her new family. So I made it a point to go for the party and called her out on her behavior. I wanted to confront her and tell her she wouldn't have to bother with me after I go to college, but I may have taken it a tad too far. Everyone kept talking about how Paul's daughters were like her children and how it would be when she had more kids, and it snapped something in me. I called her a horrible parent and told her that she was trying to replace me with the little brats after she had abandoned me, along with some other insults I don't really remember. Paul kicked me and my dad out, saying I was an arsehole for making his fiance and girls cry and ruining the engagement party. He said I won't be allowed to the wedding unless I called and apologized. I may have taken it a bit too far, but my dad agrees she had it coming after abandoning a young child at an age when I needed my mother. So am I the arsehole, and should I apologize? OP adds an edit which gives some information about the mum and what the fights were all about before, you know, everything happened. And OP says, it was mostly to do with homework. She would check my work every day for notes from my teachers, whether or not it was neat or correct. She also wrote to my teachers to have my place in class changed so I was closer to the front and would pay attention. I wasn't allowed to use the internet unless it was for school, and she made sure to check for that. She was also pretty strict about my sleep schedule and what I ate. I wasn't able to go for any sleepovers either until I started living with my dad. OP added an edit in the same day and says, There's a lot going on here, and I haven't had the time to look through everything, so I still haven't decided on what to do, but to answer some questions. 1. Helicopter parenting. I mentioned some of the things my mum did, but it didn't give the entire picture. Some people say it was just usual parenting, but it felt so constricting, and it was very different from when I was at my dad's. I also wasn't the smartest kid out, and sometimes it felt like I was being punished for that. 2. Did we have arguments before? Mum and I were prone to screaming matches if I didn't immediately do what she said. No, I never hit her. It was mostly shouting. 3. Did I apologize? No, I didn't. I know that would be my single biggest regret. I don't know if that warrants the rest of what happened or if it would have changed anything. 4. What was the trouble at school? It mostly had to do with phasing out or losing my patience. I got into a couple of fights with other kids who teased me on my home situation, but it was nothing serious. As mentioned, I'm not an academic, so there was always trouble with that. 5. Therapy? I spoke to someone when I was younger, and my parents had me see the school counselor 2 years ago, but I find it hard to talk to other people. I'm also on meds, which were supposed to help with my moods. 6. Dad and mum situation. My parents separated when I was a baby. My dad is 40 and used to work in construction until he got injured and could no longer pay child support. When my mum transferred custody, she began to pay support. I'm with my dad full time and my mum on weekends when I feel like going. Winter breaks, my mum takes me out of state to Grands, where we stay with the rest of the family. I can do math. I know how old my mum was when she had me and that I basically ruined her life, so there's no need to point that out. There is an overwhelming amount of attention on this post that has given me mixed messages. I regret posting this because of how confused it has gotten me about my parents and childhood, but I do appreciate the support and advice, especially from other people who had similar issues. I will try to do another update when I figure out what to do. So, around 11 days later, Opie adds what they call their final update and says, "So, a lot has happened. I never expected this post to get this much attention with so many mixed reactions, and honestly, it confused me to say the least. While this forum was blowing up, I had to go to school like normal. It's been a few weeks since the engagement party, and the kid who there has been relentlessly mocking me for what happened. I thought he would eventually let it go, but yesterday when he brought it again, I lost my cool and got into a physical fight with him. He was given detention, but I was suspended. The school called my mom and got Paul instead. Since she was in a meeting, he came and got me. Things were awkward in the car ride, and we didn't say a word to each other until he asked me if I was going to apologize to my mom. I told him I didn't even want to go to his stupid wedding. Paul was so confused when I said this and told me that my mom had gotten mad at him for saying I couldn't attend, and that she knew I wouldn't apologize if they told me to because I was stubborn. He said she had called my dad weeks ago and said I could go because she really wanted me to be there, and my dad said he would talk to me. I don't know why, but when I heard this, I burst out in tears, embarrassingly enough. I don't know if it was the suspension or reading all the comments, but I really couldn't hold it in anymore. It took me way too long to stop, and Paul was really freaked out, so he parked somewhere and tried to calm me down. I ended up telling him everything, about what happened when I was a kid and how I felt about my mum. I also confessed that I wish she would yell at me or scold me for my outburst because it felt like she didn't care anymore and just hated me for what I said. It's fucked up, I know. I thought if I ever repeated what I wrote on this post to another person, they would think I was human garbage. But he just listened to me and let me get everything off my chest. I guess that's what being a girl dad is. Surprisingly, he didn't blame me. In fact, it was the opposite. He said he understood me. He works with her, so he knew that my mum was a tough woman. And he had never seen her cry before until that day and was unsure how to approach her after. So he didn't blame me for not knowing how to talk to her after what happened when I was a child. He didn't give me details, but he assured me that my mum didn't hate me, and the situation is more complicated than what I know. Paul said I shouldn't bear all the blame, and if I was uncomfortable, maybe myself and my mum could go speak to the therapist he saw after his wife had passed. He was mad at my dad, though. Apparently, this was not the first time my dad had said he would talk to me about something and just didn't. Paul suspected my dad wanted to get me to have another outburst at the wedding because he was still somewhat resentful towards my mother. I don't know how to take this because while my dad didn't really like my mum, I don't think he would actually do something like that. Either way, I think I owe it to myself and my mum to at least to try and reconciliate and deal with my trauma so I could let go of my anger towards her. I at least apologised to Paul's girls. My dad wasn't home, so I spent the rest of the day at my mum's. The 9-year-old forgave me almost instantly, like she didn't actually care, and asked me about dinosaurs for the rest of the evening. The 13-year-old is still pretty mad, but mostly because Paul had to give up a new room and share with her sister. I tried to say I was okay if she took back the room. I wouldn't, but it only seemed right to give it to her after what I did. But Paul said they'd make a plan when they remodeled. I knew I needed to apologize to my mum as well, but that seemed just so much harder. I know you guys recommended writing a letter, but I didn't really have enough time, nor did I know what I was going to say yet. There is these flower bushes in our garden though, and I have a vivid memory of when I was a kid. My mum getting mad when I destroyed one, only to forgive me when I'd given her the flowers from them. It's a bit pathetic for a grown child to give her weeds, but because he couldn't get a word out, but I think the gesture meant the same for her like it did for me. She finally asked me if I was better living at my dad's, and honestly, I don't know. I know you guys don't think the best of him, and things did seem to be worse when I stayed with him, but he was a decent dad, and I didn't want to just lose him like I did my mum. She said she would be speaking to him after our meeting with school on Monday for the family therapy, and if I was open to the idea of staying with her some nights during the week too. As of now, Paul has spoken to her and she already made the appointment for us to see the therapist next week. She also spoke to me about anger management classes too, and said she should go with me if that's what I wanted. Honestly, don't know what's going to happen with the school, if the therapy would work for us, and if I'd ever be able to truly let go of my built-up resentment. But I feel like everything's going to be okay. Thanks for all the comments, even the horrible ones. Got me thinking just a bit. We'll never be posting on Reddit again, but I do appreciate having the space to find the words to say what I needed to. And everyone who shared their deep and some dark stories that made them relate to my relationship. Hope things turn out okay for you too. Thank goodness for Paul in this situation, actually just taking a step back and listening to OP open up about their feelings and, you know, everything that's going on, and listen to their point of view. Hopefully with the therapy and stuff, it's moved things on the right track for them. But what do you guys make of this situation? Oh my words, it always breaks my heart. You know, I know they're 17, but I can remember myself as a 17-year-old, you know, confused, dealing with all sorts of feelings, and I wasn't dealing with what OP was dealing with, but had my own issues going on at the time. And you know, it's just like a fog around your head all the time. So bless OP, and I really do wish them the best. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.